Did many of the people that you came in contact with want to go home? That is, to where they came from?
No, I believe none of them wanted to return. Why would you make the journey if you wanted to return home? That just sounds silly to me. People want to return home now as they fear their lives over there.
I mean, their purpose of gaining asylum was because they feared their life in their home country, and yet they now fear their life in PNG.
Yeah, so, and that's the situation they're in now. They stay there, they fear for their life, or they go home and fear for their life. With their family, at least they have their family there. In PNG, they don't have their family.
Do you like the idea of, whereas Mr Rudd arranged for them to stay in PNG, but the current government is looking at other places that are perhaps more, in inverted commas, civilised, places like Vietnam, Cambodia?
I think they're shirking their responsibility. I mean, they came to Australia, they didn't come seeking asylum in PNG or Cambodia or any other country.
So just because they... I mean, you're aware that there are literally millions of people waiting in refugee camps to come to Australia, waiting their turn.
As a signatory of, you know, to the Refugee Convention, that using the argument that people are waiting in line, I mean, I just don't think it's valid. I mean, the facts
you don't think the people who are following the rules, waiting in squalid refugee camps right around the world, waiting to be one of the 13,000 that gets into Australia, should be overborne by wealthy, very often well-educated people who take the risk to come here illegally?
I'm
asking for your view.
My opinion is they don't come illegally. I mean, they come unlawfully, but by calling them illegal, you're just dehumanising them even more.
Okay, but do you think that's fair to the refugees in the squalid camps around the world that have been waiting for years?
I just don't think that you can consider it in relation to that. I mean, we're talking about people who've come to seek asylum in Australia and being sent to Manus Island and Nauru and being treated like animals. And we're talking, I mean, they're here now, like, we have to do something about it. We shouldn't be sending them to these places and treating them the way we are. I mean, let's look at it in the context. They killed a man. So what are we supposed to do?
Were 400 people killed on boats coming to Australia. Did you raise your voice in protest against that?
Well, at that time, before I started work, I wasn't thinking about refugees, as I stated in my statement. But when I got there, I started thinking about...
They're better off in the camps in Manus than drowning in the Indian Ocean?
I feel like the questions you're asking aren't even relevant to the investigation. I mean, we're talking about Manus Island and Nauru. We're not talking about my political opinion of something, you know, in another country. We're talking about Reza Bradi's death and the events that led up to that. We're not talking about people drowning at sea.
It's legitimate for the committee to see where you're coming from in the evidence you give.
Okay, so where I'm coming from is that we mistreated asylum seekers in Manus Island, and that is what I'm here to talk about. I'm not here to talk about people dying at sea. I am upset people die at sea, but I am upset that somebody killed Reza Bradi and injured countless others. That's what I'm here to talk about.
But you're also upset that many hundreds died.
Of course. As a human being, why wouldn't I be?
Yeah, okay.
There's other policies that could be implemented, not just Manus Island.
We're not going to suggest that. Can we talk about what we're here to talk about? Because that's what I want to talk about.
Well, I've read your submission. I know what you...
Okay, so can I have some questions in relation to my submission?
Well, I thought all of mine were relevant to
that. I just
wonder... I mean, it's commendable that you are concerned, but it seems to be a lately acquired concern, one that, you know, 300 people were being killed on the boats. The boats are stopped now. That won't happen anymore.
So I'll give you an opportunity to answer that question.
Okay.
I think there was a question implied there, and then I'll move on to Senator...
So when I started work, I was 22 years old. I was a student, and I suppose in a way I was focused on myself. I wasn't thinking about...
How old are you now?
24. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about, you know, unfortunately these people are dying at sea. As I said, I didn't even know what a refugee really was. So, I mean, now I'm thinking about, you know, the bigger picture. But I'm upset by the whole issue, but I just don't see how bringing up, you know, deaths at sea is of any relation.
Very difficult to understand what a lot of Senate committees are all about and what they ask, so you're not alone there.
Thank you, Ms. Judge, and I'm going I think I'll go to Senator Hanson-Young and Senator Singh can finish up. So, yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Judge, and for both of your testimonies today.